the end of hopelessness is when you don't care if you live or die, and that's when, like, the oppressor wins, because they have made you do their job for them. Like, that's why people are like, you just need to have hope, because hope makes it so that they have to use resources against you to try and take you down. Hope means that, like, they have to do a cost-benefit analysis, like, on your existence. But when you are hopeless, these corporations don't need to spend as much money on destroying you. When you don't feel like a human being, they don't have to give you human rights. And so even though maybe you're like, oh, being hopeful is stupid, being hopeful is just for the naive, being hopeful and wanting to live and is actually an act of defiance in itself. And I've honestly been feeling really kind of conflicted by this. I have been having these moments of, like, what is the point, and having doubts about, like, why am I fighting? Why am I doing this? But it really is, like, it is, like, bigger than all of us. Like, there are so many peoples that have been just completely wiped out. Native Americans, like Incans and Aztecs, that were just erased from history. And we're seeing people, like, in Palestine, like, giving up hope. Like, children wanting to just end their own lives. But there really, like, isn't any other option. Like, we all exist because of hope. I know it sounds stupid. Like, I don't even know if I'm, like, I doubt it. But then it really is just the truth. So please try and have a little bit of hope.